Hello, Fight Insight fans, viewers, and listeners. I'm the Filipino podcasting machine, Princey D, and with me, as always, the man only known as Timbo Slice Timmy B. Before we start, please take a moment to follow, like, and subscribe to us on YouTube or wherever you get your pods. If you'd like to support the show, check out middaysquares.com and use code FIGHTINSIGHT15 to save 15% on your first order. On today's episode, we speak to a young martial artist fighting the good fight in her home of San Diego with a promising future. Then stick with us as we discuss Joe Rogan, the good and the bad, make our predictions for UFC Fight Night, and a whole lot more. Tim, hit it!
Yeah, Timmy B, Princey D, Fight Insight, yeah, that's right.
We are headed back to San Diego for 2 weeks in a row. What are the odds of that? You know, we love to bring people on the podcast from all over the world of combat sports. And today we're talking with a young influencer and martial artist who we believe really deserves your attention for what she's doing. This black belt in Kaju Kendo is running a women's self-defense seminar at the Allied Gardens Recreation Center in San Diego this Sunday, February the 6th. You can show up in person or do it virtually. So there's no reason not to attend this event. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the podcast,
Victoria Victory McKee! Oh, that's so awesome, man.
That was epic. I love that intro.
nice. Victoria, for those that couldn't see it or for those that are listening, you said represent. And the reason why you're saying that, can we just see that shirt again? And what are you saying here?
It's a Filipino shirt. I am half Filipino. And the martial arts I do is like Filipino based. So that's why I'm representing all the time.
Nice. And it's our nest too, right, Victoria? I got it right.
Ooh, yeah, I've seen you do it. It's with the stick fighting and all that stuff. So I do like the stick fighting, the knife fighting, all of that stuff. So it's a lot of fun.
Okay, wait, hold on. So wait, Kaju Kendo, is that a Filipino martial art?
We have to go into this. Okay.
Yeah.
Like Kaju Kendo. It's like I forgot what it's called, like acronyms. It's like Ka is for karate, Ju is for judo, Ken is for kempo, and then Bo for like boxing and stuff. So it's like a mix. It's like a mixed martial arts, basically. It was like, I think it was created in like Hawaii in the Philippines. So it's mostly like Pacific Islander style kind of martial arts stuff.
Oh, nice. That's cool. I've never heard of that before. And so
I need to bring representation.
Yeah. And so we'll talk about the game show that you were on, because on that game show, you talked about bringing Kaju Kendo representation as well to that. So that was pretty cool. And so for those listening, yeah, Victoria is half Filipino. So obviously Prince is like your biggest fan, Victoria. That's
and Victoria, we're both cousins. We're going to figure it out through Facebook. We're related somehow. So that's, you know, the progress, you know, the process. That's it.
Yeah. I saw you at a family party. I think you're there, right?
Yeah.
No, it was during it was during a Zoom meeting. That's what it was. Right.
I know during these times, but you were there too, huh? To me, right?
Yeah. I don't, by association, I'm Filipino now. That's how that happened. So, but another weird link is that last week we had on our podcast Tyler Schaefer. She's in San Diego, as I said in the intro. You know her?
We never met, but we're like Instagram buddies. We're always like commenting on each other's posts, and we've been trying to like meet up and stuff, but things always been, you know, in the way. But we definitely have to meet up, and that's crazy because she's just like what, 10 minutes away?
Yeah.
So, and she's like coming up too, and I saw her on the thing. I was like, isn't that her? What the heck?
Yeah,
it's such a small world. It's crazy.
That is cool, man. And you got to hit her up. You got to like go train with her. And when you train with her, like send us a photo so we can see two of our podcast guests together, right?
That'd be awesome. Oh, how cool. I know. Just interview us after, just together. Be like, hey, we're in the same room. So crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay. For those that don't know you, your Instagram handle, let me put that up so that people can follow you. So your Instagram handle is VictoryInMe.
Yes.
Okay. So go follow Victoria, right? She's got a good following. You got good content on your stuff. You also have a YouTube channel, The Victorian Era.
Oh my gosh, you did research. Nice. Yes, it's the Victorian Era. And then also like TikTok, the Victorian Era. I'm on all the platforms, all social media platforms, doing it all by myself. So bringing nice. Representation wow. to everything. Yeah.
Nice. Cool. And so one of the reasons why definitely we wanted to get you on this week, and thank you, because we did get you on last minute and we appreciate this so, so much.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
But the important thing, and I'm glad that we got you on, because this Sunday, as I said, and I'm going to put the on the screen, I'm going to put it up. So those listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, like, just check out the show notes. We'll put it there.
Yes.
But it's at the Allied Gardens Recreation Center in San Diego, Sunday, February 6th from 9 to 11. Yes. Get there in person or show up virtually. Now, where do people get the tickets for this?
It's going to be in my bio. It's on eventbrite.com. So if you just click on the link, you guys can buy the tickets virtually, in person. And it's this Sunday coming up, Sunday morning. You guys should be free. Nice. No one works.
Nice, nice. And so what is it? What can people expect when they show up to this and attend?
Yeah, so me and my friend, her name is Brittany. She is in parkour, and we're going to combine self-defense and parkour. And at first it was like weird with parkour, because it's like, how is that self-defense? But it's a way to like escape, since if you're getting attacked by someone, you want to find a place to like escape, like jumping over a fence, trying to climb over things, trying to get under things. And we're putting both of them together. And I think it'll be a really cool event. And it's like new. I never even like heard about that before. So hopefully it'll be like a really cool event that's going on.
Nice. Victoria, you know what? That's what I was wondering, because there's a highlight reel of going away from like a hair grab and then hopping over this obstacle roll. I've never seen that before. Usually people just run off, but I see you hopping over. That's so cool, man.
Yeah, I'm like, this all came all together because it was just a thought at first for both of us, and then we're just like, why can't we just combine it, you know what I mean? Because it works out good just running away from the attacker instead of just trying to like fight for your life, because that's what we like learn in martial arts, just to like beat the person up. You want to go home safe. The other person has to be on the ground and all that stuff. So it's just a way to escape from the attacker. And I think it'll be good for women, and women are bringing their daughters. So older generation, newer generation, I think it'll be good for like everyone to learn.
That's good. And you do a lot of that on your social media. You do a lot of like self-defense techniques and stuff, right? So how did you get into doing that kind of thing?
Yeah. I guess backstory, I started self-defense when I was young, like 13, 12. And just growing up into it, I didn't really see that many women, especially like women in color in it. So when social media started to get a lot bigger, I thought it would be cool just to like see people like me do it and have like the younger generation have someone to look up to. And when Instagram Reels came out and TikTok, I'm like, wow, okay, this is perfect for like little short video clips or whatever of just like self-defense techniques. It was just a random idea I had. I never seen like that many people do it. So I think it's really cool. Just a little quick thing for people to learn and look at and share. A lot of people share it. So I'm like, that's amazing. That's great. And I saw you guys interviewed, I think his name is Dale or something.
The Amanda one. Brown.
Yeah. I did one of his techniques. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, No, he's a great guy. And that was one of our most watched episodes, because there was a lot of heat on him, man.
I know.
People, and I think your video was goofing on it a little bit too, right?
I wasn't that bad. I wasn't trying to like, you know, discredit him. I mean, he's a really cool guy. And I see how it's like, it could be comedic. Kind of just like the way he dresses and like, you know, the style is really cool and whatever. Yeah. And yeah, I just, you know, just wanted to piggyback off of what he was teaching, whatever. But
yeah,
he's viral. He's cool. So I wanted to do something like that.
Hey, look, you know what? And the thing is, and I think when we interviewed him, and it's the same for you, right? Like, it's like, hey, if I get someone just to watch for whatever reason, and then they at least see something, like some of the stuff you do, and this is for women, like when someone's grabbing your hair, because that's a big thing for women, and the way you show how to like twist and stuff like that, like hey, if even some women can just watch that for one time, two times, and that perhaps helps them in the case, and that's what Dale Brown is doing. Like, he's saying like, hey, if you see this and perhaps it helps you, better than not knowing nothing, right?
Yeah, that's true. I just feel like his content is like really like, oh my gosh, you know what I mean? It's like a shock factor kind of thing. I think that's why it got like super viral and all that stuff. But I learned something from him. Like, I didn't know if I would be in that kind of scenario. Now I know what to do.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? So. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's awesome. Now, going back to the Kaju Kendo, did you always start in that martial art or had you progressed through different ones?
Yeah. So I started when I was 12. And I just been doing it ever since. And doing that, I wanted to learn other kind of martial arts. So I did jiu-jitsu, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I also did like, you know, like kickboxing, Muay Thai. And I did wrestling in high school too. So it was just like a whole bunch of mixed martial arts. So might as well get into professionally, you know what I mean, in the future. So.
Cool. And how often are you training now?
I train like 5 times a week. I train a lot. It's a lot of fun. All the stuff, just random, but mostly Kaju Kenbo and also parkour. I'm getting into parkour.
Wow.
And it's a lot of fun. It's actually really hard. I didn't expect it to be like that. And I just want to like push my boundaries and, you know, learn new things and, you know, broaden my, you know, self-defense and all that stuff. So I think it's cool just learning other styles and arts and all that stuff.
Are you doing it in like a closed facility, Victoria? Like when you're doing the parkour, is it a closed facility or are you doing it in like a outdoor, like a, I guess a gym or, I mean, sorry, like a park?
Yeah, we're doing it outside at a park. Okay. And yeah, I think it feels like more realistic because like we use like metal rails and just like the park benches and stuff, so it gets like really intense. That's why it seems kind of scary at first, but it's a lot of fun. You just learn like the basics and then you just apply it to like higher rails and like difficult more stuff, you know. You see the people like running and like going up top of like the roof and stuff. It's like so scary. Like, I'll get there one day.
All right, so there's a lot of parkour stuff going on in movies and TV shows and stuff like that, right?
Yes.
And I don't know if either of you guys watch the Boba Fett show. It's really terrible. But okay, you know the show I'm talking about though?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I never liked
it. In one of the episodes, it was just like a 5-minute parkour session.
Really?
And it was so obvious that it was just some parkour people, but they wanted to throw it into Boba Fett. So they're like chasing people and they're doing parkour, but it was really cool.
Okay.
The thing is that something that you would want to do in terms of using your martial arts to become into the movies or the entertainment industry?
Yes. I have my associate's degree in film and another one in television. So that's like the perfect thing for me to do. Because I try to collaborate with people in San Diego who do like martial arts. I think that's going to be like the next step where I'm taking my social media platform just to like collaborate with more people and probably bring it into like the film space so I can learn to be like a stunt double or something. Because that's like another option. I always have like a plan A, plan B, plan C. So that's one of the plans. It looks a lot of fun. And I already have like the film background and like the acting or whatever. So it's like perfect, right?
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Don't sell yourself short. I don't need to know
that
you need to. I don't know that you need to be a stunt double. You should be the actress.
I know. Okay, you're right. I know. I always do that. I'm like, I should just be in the background. But yeah, being the actual person, I think that would be cool. That's like a goal or something.
Oh, this is gonna be awesome. So when you get your own Netflix special, you're gonna look back at this and like one of the first podcasts you've ever done is with Fight Sight. So Tim, we got a star in the making over here.
Exactly.
And thank you.
And actually, you know what? Not next week, but in a couple weeks, we have martial artist and movie star Juju Chan.
What?
She's going to be on the podcast. Did you ever watch the show Wu Assassins on
Netflix? Yes, that's why I'm like, what?
Do you know who I'm talking about? She was the badass.
Yeah, what the
this
heck?
Girl.
Yeah. Ah, that's so cool. You're going to have her?
Yeah, so she's coming on. We're actually talking to her tonight, but it's going to air the day the new movie comes out. It's called Fistful of Vengeance.
Ooh.
And it's the sequel to Wu Assassins, but she's in it. And this is going to be our But she's like, that could be you, right? You
could I know, right? That could be me. That's like a goal or something. How cool. Oh my gosh. I think that's like one of the things I want to do in the future and just like starting to like go into that path.
Nice. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. So what is the gym you train at? Just so we can give them a shout out because you teach there as well, right? Like you're you're a co-instructor. So what gym is that? And tell us about them.
Well, I train at Martial Arts for Life. That's where I grew up in. That's where I started martial arts. And now I teach there. It's like so perfect. Just like a full circle moment. And we just want to bring up the younger generation to also be instructors too. And just be leaders and like good role models to everyone.
Yeah, that's good. That's great. Like you see that a lot. And that's what martial arts is all about, right? It's about the respect and the honor and then giving back to that community. That's really cool. So
thank you. Yeah, I definitely want to do that. Also, just like having a younger brother too, just being in that kind of environment, it just brings him up and just bringing up his friends, just being like teenagers and stuff. It just doesn't have to be like women and also like male. And we could just bring each other up. I just love the community. It's like family oriented. It's the best.
Nice. When you find a good gym, right, and you get that family environment, that's wonderful. Yeah. Now, there's also a lot of photos on your Instagram with you with lots of medals.
Those are my throwback pictures.
Lots of hardware.
What are you guys scrolled down?
Trophies, baby. Trophies.
What is the what are some of the accomplishments you've had in mixed martial arts?
Oh, so many, but I started, too many to
count. Victoria, you have to be humble. Where's the humble side? Like, unbelievable.
I'm kidding. There's too many to count. I'm kidding. But I started when I was, young, and I started doing tournaments just, like, a couple months in. So I've always competed, like, every month of each year I've been in it. And it was Kaji Kimbo tournaments where we do like self-defense techniques. We do weapon forms. We do regular forms. And then we do sparring. So you get like medals in each event if you like place. So that was my thing. And then, you know, COVID happened. So I haven't competed in like 2 years. So that's kind of, I'm kind of like rusty right now. And I also did wrestling in high school where I was the only girl on my team. So I had to like, I got a lot of medals in that as well. And I made it to like, I don't know how it is in like Canada or whatever, but we have like California nationals. And then we have like state, you know, like just all of the US compete. So I made it to that
state. That's champions. Crazy.
All right. I also did jiu-jitsu. Yeah. Sorry, too much.
Yeah. Calm down with all the medals. Okay? Like, so. Yeah. Prince has a lot of participation ribbons that he talks about.
I'm more of a they have me on as a hydro consultant. Like the derogatory term of it is water boy, so I'm constantly doing that's what I do. And the coach doesn't, you know, really put me on unless it's like a dear emergency. So say like four people from the team have been like injured, then they'll probably put me on, but that's a really like slim chance. Warmer. Yeah, this sucks. I'm so good.
Yeah, how dare you?
I believe in you. I'm encouraging you, the family.
So before we get on to other stuff, with all that martial arts background, with wrestling, with jiu-jitsu, with all the sparring and the stuff you do, is MMA at all in your future? Is that something that you think like, hey, maybe I could do that or would want to do that?
Yes. So like I said, in 2020, I was on a roll. Oh my gosh. Because that was the first time I competed in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and I already had like my next competition coming up. I'm gonna, you know, cut weight for that. And then May of 2020, that's when my first amateur MMA fight was gonna be. And then obviously, you know, all that stuff happened, and that just like, you know, it just like brought me down because I was on a roll.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's such like a mental game and such a physical game, and it's really hard just to come back into that. So right now I'm just like taking my time just to like get back into that kind of competition mindset. It's so different. Now I'm like, I'm relaxing. It feels good. And I'm like, oh, I need to get out of that mindset. Like whenever COVID gets better, whatever, that's when I'm going to start like working towards that, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. I already have all skill sets for it.
Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, so that's cool. I didn't know about that. I didn't know that you were like that deep into it that you were having an amateur fight lined up. So
I know, I'm so upset.
No, but that's pretty good. So that means like when things go back and when, you know, you're right there and you're ready to do it. If you don't have like a movie gig or something and you have the time.
I don't have my Netflix, my documentary, you know, my series coming up. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Okay. If you can squeeze in time to like beat someone up, then you can do that. That's
true. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So you got lots of stuff going on in your future. We do have a couple of fan questions that we wanted to ask you. So let's get to some fan questions. I feel like the first person is a plant. I feel like you know who this is. SMH Ricky.
Yes, that is my boyfriend.
Okay. All right. So I thought so because the icon looked like your icon. Like
I know. Coming. Yeah, we have matching icons. So cute. Right. I know. So thank cute. You.
There you go. All right. The question is what? Okay. So then he should know this. But the question is, what age did you start martial arts and how long did it take you to get your black belt? Which I do like that. How long did it take you to get the black belt?
Oh, I don't even think he knows this. I started, when I was 12, so it's been 10 years. It doesn't even feel like 10 years, which is crazy. Yeah. And then I got my black belt when I was 18 because I took a little break when I was in high school doing wrestling because, oh my gosh, wrestling, that is a whole episode right there. Oh my gosh, that was really hard to do. I couldn't balance like karate and then wrestling. So I took a short break for high school. And then I got my black belt when I was 18, when I graduated high school. So I can't do the math. So 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 6 years. It's
right. 6 years. Wow.
Nice. Prince, it seems like you're dumbfounded. What's going on?
Okay? No, I'm good. What are you talking about? No, I'm just surprised that like wow, like it took you that it took it was, with that amount of time you managed to get your black belt, right? And it's
that's a good amount of time, right? Like that's good.
Yeah, I feel like in other styles like Taekwondo and all that stuff, they get in like 2 years or 3 years. It's like so different. I don't know how it works different styles.
I think some of those places are like depending on how quickly you pay for the group.
I know, right? I was going to say that. I didn't want to go there.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I've seen some things where like, you know, it's just a lot of money. Like it's however much money you pay for that next grade and you go up. But anyways, okay, I don't want to get too many people upset. The next question is from MMA Time Pads. What is something that people don't know about you?
How interesting. I feel like that's hard because I was gonna say I do my hobbies like skateboarding and then another like thing. I have my associates, but I post about that all the time. You know what I mean? So all right. Everyone knows that, but not really. But people
that are new to you now, like people that are meeting you because of this podcast, they wouldn't know. So you're a skateboarder.
Yes, I skate. That's what I was doing during quarantine. I was like, yeah, I can't. Do this like contact right now because my health, it was really bad. I have like a really bad immune system, whatever. And COVID would have been like so bad during that time. So I was like, pick up another hobby. So skateboarding, and it's really fun. I really want to like get deep into that and just like keep doing it. I've been doing it for like over a year now. And I'm like, this is a really great hobby for me.
So what is it you don't do? Like,
I do everything. Like, I swear, it's so much fun. I love just doing a lot of stuff. It's so much fun.
Yeah, maybe that's a better question, right? It's like, what is it that you don't do?
I know.
All right. How about this question? This is from @Sarmandal. How did you get picked to be on the game show Odd One Out? So this person knew that you're on the game show. How did you get picked for it?
Oh my gosh, I love Jubilee. It was so fun. So I've been watching Jubilee for years and I was like, I want to be on that. When I see one of their descriptions, they said they're going to have like, you could sign up for like casting calls and whatever. So I signed up. I just put my name, my bio, and they'll pick me whatever they think I would fit in. So a year later, I wasn't even like thinking about it anymore. They messaged me, they emailed me and they're like, hey, are you interested in doing this? Black belt series. I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. Oh my gosh, that's literally my brand. That's my identity. That's who I am. So they reached out to me and I had an interview, an audition, and then they picked me. I'm just like, out of all the 100 people they could have like picked on Instagram or whatever, they picked me. Like, it was so much fun. I always wanted to be on it, so I got on it.
No, that's cool. Okay, so let's take a little bit of time to talk about that, because I never knew about what Jubilee was, but it's like on YouTube. It's like a channel, I guess, on YouTube, and they have these like game shows. And so the game show that you were on was, there was what, 6 people or 8 people?
Yes.
How many? 8?
I think it was 6 people. I don't remember.
Okay,
I think
whatever it was. Yeah, okay. So there's about 6 people. They all say that they're black belts in martial arts. And then you guys, in like, you're in a box, like a cool little box. And you guys had to like slowly eliminate people like Survivor.
And then
kind of like determine who's like, who's the liar. There were two guys, there are two people that were liars. You had to eliminate them. And if you eliminate the right people, you got money. And spoiler alert, you won. Big winner.
I didn't know.
Yeah, but you guys eliminated the non-black belts, which is pretty cool. Right. So we'll put the link up to that episode in our show notes so that people can find it easily.
You
but
guys
just
need
look
to watch
up
it. Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, we reached 1 million views.
How was it? Yeah, it's got a ton of views. Did you get a lot of feedback from people about that? Like you personally? Yeah. Like did people reach out to you after that?
Yeah, oh my gosh. After that, I got like a couple more followers and just people DMing me. They're like, oh my gosh, you're such an inspiration. And I never heard about Kaji Kimbo before, and they're just saying like how they want to get into martial arts. I'm like, why are they messaging me? This is so cool. And just people like doing reactions on YouTube or like Twitch, and they're watching it and judging. They're like, who's the black belt here? And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so funny because it's me. And they're just reacting to it, and they're like, oh, it's probably Victoria. Yeah, she's probably not the black belt. So it was funny watching people's reactions to it, but I loved it. I loved the episode. Yeah. It turned out really good.
That's awesome. And it was a pretty cool episode. I kind of picked the jiu-jitsu guy.
Right? Oh my gosh, that's what
wait,
I'm saying.
Was he a black belt in the end?
He was a black belt, yeah, but I thought it was him too.
That's a little bit shady, man. That guy, Prince, you got to watch the episode. The guy that's doing jiu-jitsu, I don't know, man. I feel like Prince could take him.
Right?
Take him on.
Oh, trust me. I'm the biggest cheater you'll ever meet. Like, if
really?
I can, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. I'll use your belt. I'll use your gi. I'll use everything to get the dub.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah.
That's
street rules.
That's it.
Street
you ain't number one. If you ain't number one, you ain't number two. You better be number one.
Yes. Mortal Kombat rules.
Mortal Kombat rules.
All right. That was cool. Next, last fan question we got is at Enter Days, how do I convince my friend to take self-defense classes with me? So this is great because there's probably people that do get a little bit nervous. Maybe they're self-conscious about themselves, about their weight, about their abilities. So how does this person convince their friend to take the self-defense classes with you?
Yeah, I think the friend should encourage them to go with them. I always feel like it's good just to have like a buddy or like someone you trust, because sometimes self-defense classes can like bring up trauma, like past trauma, someone experience. Yeah. So that's what we're going to discuss in our classes too, you know, just this is a safe environment, and be comfortable being uncomfortable, but also like if you don't feel safe, let us know and just like communicate that. So I think it's really good just to have like a buddy there and finding the right kind of self-defense class, because it like that goes what you believe in, like if it's like women's self-defense or if it's just like, you know, jiu-jitsu or like all that stuff. So I think they need to find something that just goes with them.
Wow, that's sick. Because actually, I'm so glad that you brought that up, just because, you know, you think of self-defense and anything like that, it's intimidating. You automatically think you're going in there and someone's getting flipped right over or doing any of that stuff. But then if you say it's a safe place, that's amazing, right? And it'll bring more people in. And plus, they got you teaching the classes too. I doubt no one's that thing's going to be filled up the wazoo. Right?
So, thank you.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And then, so again, the event is this Sunday, February the 6th, San Diego, in the Athen, how do I say it? The Allied Gardens Recreation Center.
Yes.
All right, so go to Victoria's Instagram at Victory in Me. Find the links in there and sign up. If you're not in San Diego, you can do it virtually. So there is the virtual option. People can sign up. So Victoria, good luck with that. I hope that's a raging success for you.
Thank you so much.
I really do. And to the person that's saying, like, you know, how do I convince my friend? Maybe this time you just do it virtual.
Literally come to my event. Like, literally.
Go to the event, do it virtually, right? See how it is. And then the next time, maybe you'll build up the confidence. Say, okay, I'm okay. And then maybe I'll go, right? So,
Or you can have them watch the podcast and get them to meet the teacher, the sensei, the prof, and see how cool she is. And be like, oh my gosh, I'm so showing up. I'm so making that class.
Yeah, oh, so. Thank you. I know. I think it's just like step by step and not pushing it too much, you know?
Yeah. And so after this, we've talked about your future. You're going to be a movie star. You're going to be an MMA, whatever the hell you want to do, Victoria. But what is the future for the self-defense seminars? What's the plan for that moving forward? What do you want to do with that?
Well, first we're going to do this workshop and just see where everyone's level at, because some people are going to be beginners and some people are like advanced. So I think we're probably going to do like a beginner's class and then like an advanced class for all these women and stuff, because right now I already just teach kids. So this is the first time I'm going to try to teach like adult women. And I think that's like a really good way to start my new year, just, you know, trying to do new classes and all that stuff. And also, I want to do like a summer camp for everyone. I never said that to anyone. that was an idea I was having.
Okay.
I just exposed myself. But yeah, I want to do like a summer camp. I think that would be fun, because I was like, yeah, what is the next step after this workshop? And I'm like, I'm not doing anything this summer. Why not just have like a self-defense summer camp or whatever? Just like with the kids or teenagers, or even like the moms could do like a class or something. So that would be something in the works I see in this year. So I think that would be really cool to do.
Prince, we are going to go ahead with like other topics. Victoria, do you want to stick around with us and just chat about nonsense?
Yeah, I'll literally talk.
Okay. All right. Listen. Now, can I also ask, you said your age. How old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay, 22. 22.
And look at all these accomplishments. Wow.
Ah, thank you. Oh my gosh. Crazy. I always feel like I don't do enough, which is crazy. No.
I know. You know what? Here's the thing, Victoria. Like, we are talking about pandemic, and actually this segues into our next topic. But, you know, we're talking about the pandemic and how, you know, people are, you know, down on themselves. Like you said, like, you know, you lose a couple years of whatever it was you're planning to do.
Yes.
But it's so important to kind of get back, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, Victoria, whenever you have anything in the future that you're going to promote, please, like, we would love to have you back. Oh, like, if you ever want to promote
it. Nice. Thank you. You're just so welcoming. I love it so much. Yeah, I was kind of nervous, but you guys are so cool.
It's nothing but love and fight inside podcast, baby. And plus, you're Filipino. It's like a mandatory shoe-in, right? So again, plus
family here. We're all related here.
So I do want to talk about the next thing. Actually, maybe before we do the thing, Prince, I will give one more shout out to our sponsors, which is middaysquares.com. Victoria, they are like functional chocolate bars.
Oh, so what? Like
healthy. Yeah.
No way. What the
really,
heck?
Really
Wait,
good.
What is it called?
No, hold on. Midday Squares.
Ooh, I want some of that.
Yeah. If you use code FIGHTINSIGHT15, you get 15% off. It used to be 15% off your first order. Now the code works for unlimited orders. So check it out. Everybody should check it out. Prince, you also want to talk about Hula Cleaning. Give a shout out to them.
Yes. Special shout out to our friends at Hula Cleaning. Contact Hula Cleaning Services for all your carpet, fitness, commercial, and construction cleaning needs.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Victoria, they are in Canada, so it take them probably a year to get to San Diego because of the restrictions, but that's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
So I do want to give a little bit of a shout out to Joe Rogan. I don't know if you saw it. Did you see his video that was this one, Victoria? I'm showing on the screen. Did you catch that where he was talking to the camera like that? Did you see that?
Is he talking about like COVID and stuff?
I don't know. He was talking about how he got in trouble for all like the, how people were saying that he gave out a lot of misinformation and stuff.
Yes,
like that.
Yes, I'm on top of that. I'm really.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy, man. So he did, for those that don't know, you can check it out. Just search Joe Rogan, you'll see it. But I mean, if you're on social media, you probably saw that video. But he does a video because people were calling him out for misinformation and stuff about what he did around COVID and whatever. And I really like what he did because he said, hey, look, man, I'm just a podcast guy. I don't even fully research what the people come on and say. Whatever they say, that's what they say. It's up to you to do the research. He did say, hey, I'll try to do a little bit more research. And I'll also try to make sure that I have people of opposite opinions when I do something, like controversial. So I did kind of like that. And we asked people, you know, did you like what he said? And 100% of our respondents said yes. They like what he said. It said, is that at the bottom there, it says, do you like this video of Joe's? And 100% said yes.
Wow. So,
man, that's pretty crazy. You know, there's so much stuff going on in the world. And so just, Prince, I just thought it was important for us to put that out because for us, right? Like we had, as you brought it up, Victoria, we had Commander Brown on. We got so much hate on that. Like
what?
The comments on the reels were like so negative, calling him like all the names in the world. And Prince and I got really nervous. Like this is sharing some like behind the scenes stuff with people, but we got nervous because we thought, holy crap, what if Commander Brown or his wife or something looks at the comments and sees these negative comments? We were trying to comment back saying like, hey, watch the podcast. Like you're just blasting this guy, but like you got to watch it and see how he is.
Yeah.
So
all that stuff. That's why I started liking him again. I was like, oh, he's a good guy.
And plus, in the background as well, too, right? And I mean, how he started off and the reason why he developed it, like it came from a really good place, you know, talking about community and all those things. So, I mean, it's just too bad. Everybody assumes things right away. They see something on
right away.
Like, oh, we're going to make, Victoria is this, this, and that, right? Mm-hmm. So, we gotta do some more research and do some more background checks before we start making decisions.
People need to educate themselves.
You gotta do research on things. You can't just believe what you see. But for that Commander Brown one, I want to say like this kind of hit home because it's like, well, we kind of were worried too.
Yeah,
we didn't know how people were gonna react. And I will tell people after the podcast, Prince and I kind of thought like, yo, this guy's a cool guy. Like this was real. It was way more serious of a podcast than what we thought. Like he was really serious. And then nobody knows this, but he started messaging me after the podcast, like several days later.
Uh-huh.
Prince and I thought he was going to kill us.
Yes.
We thought he was mad about the comments or we thought like he didn't like how it turned out. And we were like, ooh. And then when I finally got in touch with him, he was just like, hey, I really had a great time. I hope everybody likes it. Blah, blah, blah. I really cared. And I'm like, this dude,
oh my God.
For anybody that's listening, that guy is real. There's no way that he would have messaged us afterwards, caring about the podcast, caring about how it turned out, if he wasn't real. So,
he's so down to earth. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But Victoria, I gotta tell you this. Like, I was so scared. Tim and I were so scared that something was gonna happen that I thought I was gonna get jumped walking into IKEA.
Ooh,
so, I know I'd be like, oh my gosh, please don't let this happen to me, big boy. stop it, please.
Don't touch me.
Yeah. So, I want to get to another side of Joe Rogan. Well, this story kind of happened to Joe Rogan, not fair. But Victoria, I know you watch MMA a little bit. You're not huge into it. Did you see, a couple weeks ago, did you see when this happened to Joe?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, you did? Okay. So the picture I'm showing again for the people listening on audio, this is a couple weeks ago. There was a MMA fighter, Diamopoulos, I believe her last name is. I'll get it later because I have it on screen. She wins the fight. And then when Joe is interviewing her, she literally jumps into his arms to where he's like holding her like a baby.
So weird.
And he was kind of, Victoria, did you see when he's kind of like rocking her?
Yeah. I'm like, what is going on? This is not what I paid for.
Okay. Hold on. I'm so glad. Prince, first of all, I'm glad that Victoria is 22 so we can talk about this. Because I didn't know how old you were. But I'm super glad that you saw this. Okay, what were your reactions to that, Victoria, when you saw that? Because you're already like, okay, again, you're rolling your eyes. You're like, what was your reaction to this?
I'm like, this is not professional at all. And it just made me feel awkward. You know what I mean? Like, it's so unprofessional. And like, I didn't want to watch it. I'm like, what is going on?
Wait, unprofessional on whose part?
You know, I
her
would say,
or him?
I would say Joe.
Really?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Okay, so what should Joe have done? Just dropped her, right?
Yeah, he should have dropped her, but also I would say both of them. That's why, you know what I mean?
Okay. So really funny. Prince, did you see when she jumps into his arms at the beginning, his arm is between her legs? Did you see that?
Yes. See, I would have dropped it right there.
and then you're like, okay, dude, your hand is between her legs because the mic was there. And then he moves it and goes around it. And I'm like, that was the time to drop her.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Now, do you know anything more about this story, Victoria?
Mm-mm.
Okay, get ready for this.
No.
Prince, you know this, right? I'm about to show?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Victoria, here we go.
What?
Here's a quote from her that says, I walked away from being a stripper to continue this camp. A lot of my jujitsu actually comes from my experience as a pole dancer. Her name is Vanessa Demopoulos.
Demopoulos.
Okay.
I had no idea. That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
This makes the story worse.
I know, right? Oh my gosh. Yeah, like that's done.
Like she's a former pole dancer, like a stripper, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Female entertainer.
I didn't even know that. So it just makes it like 10 times worse. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, man. I mean, kind of weird. And then, you know, again, I apologize, Victoria, but I am going to show this. If anyone doesn't believe that that was her job, here's a picture of her training video she released called Stripper Bible. And it's by her, and it's a training video on pole dancing.
Wow.
It's like, what?
Tim, you did real research on this bad boy. I just got caught off by the stripper, but I didn't know about that. That's crazy.
Yeah, and I also have another photo, but I will not show it because Victoria is here. But I'm glad, Victoria, that you're saying that you thought it was weird because, I don't know, as a female, you're like, I don't know.
I would never even do that. So I don't know what like came across her head doing all that stuff. And
okay, you know what? Just to be the devil's advocate. I mean, you know, she was hyped up. She won. She was losing a fight, and then she managed to squeeze the submission in. And you know, it was a spur of the moment. So you know, she did it. You know, she might have maybe later on like, oh crap, I should not have done that. But hey, but you know what? I mean, hey, sometimes you get happy, you do stuff, and you know, you forget. Oh, I'm in. You know, this is a professional event. And then also, I mean, you know what? On Joe Rogan. Zen too, right? I mean, like, you know, you don't want to be that guy to be like, oh, and then drop you half of it. Like, Joe, like, why didn't you just pick her up, right? So that's where I'm seeing, like, you know, he just went with the flow, she went with the flow as well. So you know, that's what I'm thinking what happened there, right? So I know some people could take
Victoria,
it the other
hold
way
on. Look at Victoria being so nice, going,
I can see it all guys' perspectives.
He held her and rocked her.
Okay. I see that. And then I see Prince's.
Yeah, but look, Tim, like, you know, sometimes, you know, there's things that, you know, sometimes you get so hyped. Victoria, there's times in your competition where you do something, you're like, oh, yeah. And you you take your attack means like your knife and just whip it across the wall. You're like, yeah. And then, oh my gosh, there's people around. I almost whipped and nailed somebody in the head. But, you know, like, you know, these things.
But yeah, it's kind of like in the moment. Right? Yeah.
In the moment, right? And that's what I'm thinking. You know what I mean? I'm just saying maybe that's the case. Maybe, you know, she got hyped. Joe Rogan went with the flow and, you know, they all smiles and giggles at the end. And so that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. But I also think it's awkward. I got both of you guys together.
I don't know, Victoria. That is crazy.
Victoria's like Switzerland right now. She's like dead in the middle. She's like, I don't want to piss. I don't want to piss off Puya Prince, and I don't want to piss off Timmy. I just want to be you know, like okay.
I do not.
Mom and Dad are fighting.
Is it Mom and Dad fighting? I'm running into my room.
All right, I'm going to show another thing that is kind of weird. We talk about this guy a lot. We talk about Jake Paul all the time, Victoria.
Because
he's always in the news for something.
I
kind of like him, but I'm losing it, I feel. So here he's saying, I'm trying to spark a coup d'etat. I want to be one of the players involved in making change and showing how mistreated fighters are, both in boxing and on the MMA side. I'm trying to spark a revolution. He talks about this a lot. Fighter pay and making things better and stuff. He's always in the news. I don't know, Victoria, any thoughts, comments on Jake Paul in general or about fighter pay?
I mean, like Jake Paul, it's crazy. It just where he came up, a YouTuber, and now randomly made the pivot into professional fighting. That's so crazy and something I have to get used to. And I think it's really good that he's advocating for fighters and stuff, like underpaid and how, you know, DC did like a diss track to Dana White or no?
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. So that's what I want to get to. Thank you.
I saw that one. I was like, yo, that's crazy. He's calling him out. It's, oh my gosh. I don't even know. But you watched it?
Yeah, of course. You couldn't help but watch it. So this is like just a couple days ago, all of a sudden it hits Instagram and Jake Paul has his diss track, which for like for people over the age of 25, it's like he does like a little mini rap where essentially he's like just trashing Dana White the whole time.
Mm-hmm. He's like, Dana White.
Mini rap. It was a full rap. He dropped the whole LP.
Yeah.
There was a whole album in that. Boy. He got Chris. He had Chris, and I don't know how they did
Cyborg.
It too. How did they get Cyborg in there? I was like, what?
That's what I say when I watch it. I was like, is that really? Is that a lookalike? But no.
No. Yeah. No. There's only one Cyborg in the world, and she was there. I don't know. What did you? Okay. Well, comments on the rap, Prince. What did you think about the rap?
He had a couple of things lined up, like some of the rhymes they rhymed, right? And I like the whole the whole set. He was like rapping on top of cars. He was in the hospital and did all that. I think the entertainment value is there. I mean, the rap piece. I mean, I think he did hire like a ghostwriter to have some of that stuff put together. I don't know if he's that musically talented, but you know, I mean, listen, he's trying to promote something, right?
Victoria, when will you be releasing a rap?
Ooh, I'll literally do it this year. Like, I will make a rap for you guys. I will literally do it. Like,
nice.
I'm saying it right here on the podcast. Y'all heard it. I'm making a rap.
There you go. Nice. I want to see it.
I don't need a ghostwriter.
Ooh. Okay.
All right. Let's get to just the fights that are coming on this weekend. There's UFC Fight Night. It's the Joker versus Tarzan. It's Hermanson versus Strickland. Prince, as we get to the card, though, this is from our friends at MMA Social Squad. They always do cool posters, Victoria. So this is in honor of the four Canadians on the card.
Ooh.
Look, Jake Paul disses Dana White. I gotta say, a little bit racist here. All four Canadians are on the undercard. What the hell, man? Come on.
What? Really?
Yeah, whatever. Anyway,
the proper term, Tim, is nationist.
Nationist. So we have the fights. Prince, let's talk, Prince and Victoria, let's talk about the Canadians on the card, if you know them.
Malcolm, I don't know any Canadians.
All right. Well,
I want to know about it, though.
Malcolm Gordon, he was a former guest of the podcast. He's fighting Denis Bondar. Never heard of that guy. Prince, obviously we're picking Malcolm Gordon.
Malcolm all day.
This is very easy, Victoria. You just have to pick the Canadian every time.
Okay.
You got Alexis Davis, Canadian, versus Julia Stolyarenko.
Victoria, who you got?
The Canadian.
Canadian, yeah. Thank you. Good. Marc-Andre Barrialt versus Chidi Nokani. This guy doesn't even have a Wikipedia page, so there's no way we're picking him. Marc-Andre Barrialt, Canadian. We're going with him. Canadian. And then And then the last Canadian is Hakeem Dawadu, Mean Hakeem. He's fighting Michael Trezano. So obviously we go for
the Hakeem. Canadian.
Canadian, easy pick.
Represent. You guys are representing like really.
No,
good.
Victoria. You see, you can clearly see that this isn't biased at all. Like you know, we did our research. We figured it all out.
Yeah.
These are our top picks, and it just happens to be that they're all Canadians. So.
Oh
you know,
no way!
Yeah,
I had no
what a coincidence, Tim. Victoria, what a coincidence. Oh gosh.
And then the main event is Jack Hermanson versus Sean Strickland. Victoria, you are an influencer. You're all over Instagram and stuff like that. Sean Strickland is a very polarizing dude. This guy, yeah, he talks a lot of weird stuff, kind of, what do you call it? Controversial type topics. He's not like the nicest of guys.
Oh, no.
Definitely doesn't seem that way and kind of just plays up that character.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
What do you, so Victoria, the question to you is, what do you think about those people on social media and stuff that really like do a lot of trash talky stuff? That doesn't seem like you.
That's not, no, you guys need to like humble yourselves. Like you're using your platform for negative energy. That's like not a way to like bring up people and like your community. It's just, you have your own negative energy and you're like spreading it around and just for like the shock value and just to like get the views or whatever. So I don't think it's worth it. It's dumb. Like, I got more followers to be like nice. You know what I mean? Like just bring out the good energy, positive energy. You shouldn't use your platform for that. So
Yeah, exactly. And for that reason, Prince, I am picking Jack Hermanson on this fight. I like seeing the good guy win. I like
right?
Like I don't want to see that kind of negative. And he takes it a little bit too far. Like, and I don't even know he's playing up an act. I feel like he's just this kind of guy. So
I hate that.
Yeah. Okay, Prince. Who do you have on the fight? Who are you picking? Legit?
Hey, you guys are gonna kill me. I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, actually, yeah. This is our podcast now. To me, like this is. Who's Prince?
Yeah. All right.
Listen, no, I mean, you know what it is. Okay, yeah, you're right. Sean is a bad guy. I mean, well, he acts like a bad guy.
Yeah.
He says a lot of controversial stuff, but I mean, he's on a 6-fight win streak. He's killing it. And he even what's so cool about these guys too? I mean, when they're not fighting, they're engaged in this like wrestling matches, grappling matches on the side as well too, just to help with their skills and things like that. And so, you know, I thought that's cool. But yeah, I guess I mean I got Sean Strickland taking this bout. He's just on a killing streak. So I think it's him.
And Prince, we always make a good prediction that Victoria. It comes true very often. Our prediction. Really? So Prince. Give the prediction. How does Sean Strickland win it? This is what our official prediction is.
I think Sean Strickland by decision.
Oh, pretty boring. All right.
I guess it's that type of fight. I'm sorry, guys. Like that, I think that's the type of fight it's going to be. Right. It's going to be unanimous decision. It's going to be Sean Strickland. Victoria, who do you think? Like, how do you think this thing is going to end?
Well, I don't really know how they fight, but you said he's really good. So I'm like, let's say submission. What round? Let's say second round.
Submission. Hold on.
I'm just throwing something out there.
All right. That's okay. Because hey, if this works out, we're just gonna cut this, and it will look like you're super smart. So don't worry.
I know. It's bet. I'm kidding.
Okay. Victoria, trust me. Our editing skills are top notch.
Yeah, really
I believe
bad.
In you.
Okay. Just so you know, I don't know that Sean Strickland has ever had a. Oh, he did. He submitted someone back in 2014. So it's possible.
Here we happen. Go. You never
second,
know.
Second round submission, Sean Strickland. Victoria Victory Mackie has given the prediction. That's going to be the winner. Prince, that comes down to the end of our podcast. I do want to give a quick shout out, sorry, Victoria, to our newest sponsor. I've been drinking it during the podcast. This is called Wake Water. This is a Canadian company. Again, I'm apologizing, Victoria. You can't get it. But Wake Water. Is the, let me just see here. I have my notes. I should have done this better. Wake Water. You can use code Fight Insight for 10% off your orders at wakewater.ca for when the day isn't done, but you feel that you are. This is Canada's first sugar-free and sweetener-free caffeinated sparkling water. So this is pretty good. Check them out. Again, wakewater.ca. Use code Fight Insight for 10% off. They're very good. Victoria, it was an absolute pleasure to have you on this podcast. Thank I really feel so like we have another friend in San Diego.
Oh yeah, come visit. Oh my gosh, have you guys ever been to California?
I've been to California, but not San Diego.
Never. Oh, I've never gone, San Victoria. Diego. Never really? Been.
Oh, hold on. Really embarrassing. The only reason I've ever really thought about going to San Diego is because I want to go to Comic-Con. Have you ever
Oh my gosh, yes, it's so fun here. Yeah, I go like every year except COVID when that happened. So Dang. That's the only time I didn't go. Nice. I think it's coming back this year. I don't know.
Is it? I've always wanted to go there. I go to Fan Expo here in Toronto. My buddy Matt and I always go every year. Uh-huh. And it's pretty big in Toronto, but San Diego is like the Mecca one.
Whoa,
right?
I didn't know it was that big. That's crazy.
Yeah, we have a big one in Toronto. But so Victoria, before we let you go, again, tell people where they can find you on social media. And then is there anybody that you want to say goodbye to or thank you to or anyone you want to shout out?
Okay, so my Instagram is at Victory and Me. My TikTok and YouTube is The Victorian Era. That's where you guys can find me. I have my event on Sunday. It's virtual or in person, and you guys can find the link in my Instagram bio. Shout out to my mom. She gave birth to me. And shout out to my family. Shout out to you guys for having like this platform for me and just other fighters. I think it's amazing. You guys are doing a great job. And I hope to talk to you guys soon. You guys are so fun.
No, for sure. Victoria, we appreciate you so much. And again, let me put up the sign here again. So again, in San Diego, but you don't have to be there, but it's at the Allied Gardens Recreation Center. And, you know, hit up Victoria because you're going to be doing these again in the future. Right? So, you know, get on the board now. You know, figure this out. Do the virtual on Sunday, people. I would love for people to be able to go and let us know how it is. Victoria, good luck with everything. We appreciate you so much. I'm so glad you came on the podcast. Thank you so much. Guys, check us out right around now. You'll start seeing links to some of our other videos. I'll put the Commander Dale one up here so that people can see what we talked about.
We mentioned him so much.
yeah. And Victoria, if you ever do another video on him, don't be too mean.
I swear it was not even that mean.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good one. Prince, have a good one, buddy.
All right. Take care, guys.
See you guys.